The question was asked, what is Ruach HaKodesh, what is Nevuah? We have two terms. Nevuah means prophecy. What is Ruach HaKodesh? So, Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, his commentary on the Haftarah of Shevi'i Shel Pesach writes that Nevuah is when the prophet is given a specific message, a specific vision on a specific occasion to say something to people or in regards to something. That is Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh, on the other hand, says Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, is a level a person attains. And it's non-specific. It's not that Hashem tells him, say A, say B. Hashem shows him a vision of something or not, or something like that. No. Ruach HaKodesh is a level of inspiration, of heavenly inspiration. It's a high level of heavenly inspiration. It's a level where what one does is a reflection of that inspiration. But it's a state of being. It's not a specific message. Nevuah is a specific message, either through a vision or through being told something. Ruach HaKodesh, says Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, is that a person attains a certain level of spirituality, and then what they do on that level is inspired by that spirituality called Ruach HaKodesh. That's how Rav Yonatan Eibshitz explains the distinction. I would add a point, just for our general knowledge, as we study Gemara and Rashi, we find the term Nevuah often, and then sometimes we find the term Ruach HaKodesh. Rebecca says, why should you both die in one day? So it says Ruach HaKodesh sparked within her. She says, I'm sorry, why should I bury both of you in one day? So Chazal say, Ruach HaKodesh sparked within her. And she said those words. She knew they would both be buried on the same day, or it was part of that spiritual state of Ruach HaKodesh that she said something which was actually, call it prophetic, but it wasn't that she was given the vision that's what would happen. It was that was the spark of heaven talking through her. Now, the term Nevuah has dual meaning, as is the case with many terms. For example, let's take the term Kenan. Kenan can mean a specific nation. Kenan can mean all the nations in the land of Israel, being that the major one was Kenan. So all the nations were called Kenanim, the Canaanite people. But they weren't all Kenan. We have multiple levels of angels. There are all kinds of angels. There's Seraphim, there's Kruvim, there's Chayot HaKodesh. There are many different angels. And one type of angel is called a Malach. But when we speak about angels in the general sense, we say Malachim, angels. But Malach is really one level within all the levels of angels, right? But it's also the term that encompasses all of them. So this idea is also relevant to Nevuah. Nevuah, as we discussed from Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, is a specific level of prophecy, but it's also a generic term for many forms of prophecy. So when we say Nevuah, we have to distinguish between when do we mean the Nevuah, the specific level of Nevuah, and when are we using Nevuah as a generic term for the umbrella term for all the different levels of prophecy.